Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of Reno. It's not been a happy month for the city of Reno. A lot of things going on. Marlene Lockhart and I will talk to him. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Wayne Fridiani, Josh Hicks, and John Griffin. Talk coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome the mayor of Reno, Bob Cashel. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Good to be here, sir.
It's been a tough month to be the mayor of Reno.
It has been, but I'll tell you something, Sam. Our first responders, the police and the fire, the airport authority, everybody, RIMSA, everybody. They transported 54 patients in less than 60 minutes.
And I should point out, we're talking about the Reno Air Races.
The Reno Air Races.
That happened there.
It's just unbelievable how they worked together and what they did and the response. Even though we might argue with them about some of their things, they're very well trained and they were very professional.
You've had a chance now over the last couple of weeks to think about this. What do you think the future of the Reno Air Races is going to be? And there are philosophical as well as practical thoughts.
Sam, I personally want to see the air races continue. I think they should continue. I think there was a tragic accident. They went 47 years with nothing but other accidents, but they were pilots. They knew the risk. They knew what they were doing. It's the first time we've ever taken out any civilians. And I'll tell you something. I visited with every one of the injured in the hospital that I could that weren't in the intensive care. Not one of them want these air races discontinued. They love the thrill of it. It's like NASCAR and anything else. A wheel comes off at NASCAR a few years ago and killed five or six people. We have some changes to make. I'm hoping the Air Race Association can get the insurance to keep it going. I hope the Airport Authority will back it, because it's something that really, it's Reno, Nevada, and I hope it can continue.
Moving on to another subject, we had street vibrations last week, and
this is a big motorcycle event for those who may not.
Right,
and a fatal shooting in the middle of a casino in Sparks. What's happening with these special events? Are You know, are we losing control of some of the bigger events that have come into the area? Not talking about the air races, no. But talking about street vibrations.
Well, like street vibrations, you know, there's some changes have to be made. But 99% of the people that come to street vibrations are there and having fun and everything. You got that 1% element that has shown up. And we have to figure out a way to deal with it to make sure it never happens again. Because when I heard it happen in John Osquaga's Nugget, there's not a nicer man or family in this industry that cares more for their patrons than they do. And I think it's just very tragic, but it's something we have to come up with a better way to control it.
It was interesting, Dick Gamick, the Washington County District Attorney, was on the program yesterday and talking about how the Nugget had split up the casino into quadrants to be able to keep these gangs aside. They were very well aware that, along with the regular folks, you know, just motorcycle enthusiasts, that these gang members were present. I guess my question for you is, you know, how can we protect the event? Because Sparks shut down the event after the shooting,
right,
and canceled it, but Reno didn't. What was the decision-making thought there in why?
Well, I met with the chief and everybody.
And by the way, everything went off fine. So
went off fine,
that was
and
a good
we
decision.
Called in extra officers. We restaffed, just like back when Hot August Nights the car show got out of hand with undesirables coming to town. We beefed up the police force downtown. The chief activated all of the men and brought them in to take care of it, and we responded to help the city of Sparks when they had their problem. And we need to work with the promoter too, because the promoter he knows who some of these people are, and he doesn't need to mix them. He doesn't have a booth of theirs in the middle of this guy's territory. So those things have to be worked out. But it can be turned into a surf event. I don't know. Could be as simple as you don't wear colors. The gang colors and stuff.
But they're all pulling out guns now and shooting. How, I don't know if these folks had concealed carry permits or not, but
I doubt seriously they had concealed permits.
But they're, I mean, all of a sudden everybody's got a gun in their waistband. What's happening?
Well, it's not just the men.
Yeah.
The women, they open up purses and there's pistols in them, and they're all stolen or illegal pistols. So these people, it has to be segregated and has to be controlled, and part of that, it could be as simple as nobody can wear colors, because then you don't know who's who, and so maybe it could be worked out that simple, because I met with one of the groups, with the chief and everything, and we told them how sorry they were for the death, and asked them to do certain things, and they did 100% of what we asked them to, so I was very pleased with it.
All right. Do you have any concerns going forward with the street vibrations?
Well, the promoter. We need to talk to the promoter and see, you know, how he's going to do it. He's been a little pain in the last few years, so we want to sit down with him. If not, maybe we'll bring in another promoter that knows how to run one and does a good job with it.
All right, let's take a break. More with the mayor of Reno when we come back.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Cashel, the mayor of Reno.
Mayor, the city has gone through some real financial difficulties in the last couple of years, and you've brought in a new management team and financial team. How are we doing, and what is the prospect? How are things looking?
Contrary to what you read sometimes in the newspaper or something, city of Reno's not as in bad a shape. These bonds that we're talking about, those are revenue bonds. They're not guaranteed by the city. They're redevelopment revenue bonds. Sure, we don't want to default on one, but, you know, they got to work with us right now because their guarantee is room tax, property tax, sales tax, a portion. They're all down right now. Now, to try to raise our fees and penalize us and do that, come repossess the train trench. Now, taxation doesn't like me talking that way, but that's the way I would talk in private enterprise. But they're all starting to work with us, and I'll tell you, bringing Andrew Klinger and Robert Chisel into the fold is just, it's the coup. They're both very professional, very good. We just found out recently by an audit, by taxation, that the county owes us a little money they hadn't interpreted the right way. So,
how much money?
It's a little over $2 million, I think. So as we get into it, we're going to look and work with the county, but it was done by taxation, not by us, and so their interpretation. So we're looking at it, and we're working with everybody and trying to get it straightened around.
Okay, are there specific problems that you're staring at that have not been resolved yet?
We've got bondholders that haven't come to the table working with us, but these are redevelopment bonds, and their security is the train trench. Or they got the vent center too, but their real number is to get the money from those taxes. They're down now. They understand that Goldman Sachs and Bank of New York gave us a forbearance for 2 years, so that really works in our favor and really helps us. So we appreciate that.
So the items that were mentioned, and you're right, that discussed in the press, was that North Las Vegas and Reno were potentially going to be taken over by the state. That's not true.
That's not true about Reno. I mean, and taxation has to be very careful because they're not going to take over the city of Reno. They'd have to take over the redevelopment agency. How many redevelopment agencies are in the state? They going to take them all over with the problems they got? Sure, they can go raise tax and they can do things, but then every bondholder in the state is going to go to the state and say, hey, do it for us too. So, no, we're working very close with the bondholders and with taxation and working on it. We made a mistake. But wait, guys, let me tell you something. State didn't undercover we'd screwed up. We found out ourselves we'd screwed up and reported ourselves. It wasn't that we hid anything. I can't remember his name right now. The guy that came to be our accountant back several months, stayed here a month, but got the assistant manager's job down in Las Vegas for the county. He told me, he said, hey, Bob, our audit team never told us. He uncovered this. So we reported it to taxation. So we've been working together on it.
And why is that? Why wouldn't the former team within the city be reporting these errors on a routine basis to the city council?
Well, our quick question right now is why the outside auditors didn't put it in their report. They, when they did the audit, they should have highlighted that. that we had transferred funds or done something that we weren't supposed to do.
And the way I understand it, it wasn't a report. It just wasn't highlighted. It was kind of buried.
It was in there, but it was not. Usually when you have violations, you highlight them. And in 8 years that I've been mayor, they never highlighted them. Taxation never said anything to us.
Well, what about staff, though? I mean, in terms of the city council overseeing staff, how do you get and know that what you're being told is with any accuracy?
That's why we have auditors. Yeah. That's why we bring in the auditors, is to uncover these. We're not mathematicians. We're not accountants. But usually your outside auditor, and they did not. They failed to report that to us. And
we're starting to run out of time here. We've got about a minute and a half left. Wanted to ask you about the city and your personal relationship with the owners of the baseball stadium, which has been a huge success in downtown Reno. But there seems to be a little bit of a problem in communications.
Again, we've honored everything we said we would in the contract. Baseball's done everything they said they would do. The revenues are down. So they're not getting the returns, or they're not getting the bond paid off the way they were told they would.
Because that was going to be money transferred from the city.
That's right. But it would be revenues they generated. The $1 million guarantee, they had to generate it. They didn't generate it. And if they got generated $250, they got the $250, and all the rest of it rolled over to the next year at no interest. Or it rolled over to the next year. My banker won't give me one of those. You know, it was guaranteed. We said, okay, we'll guarantee it, but you have to generate the money.
The Simon Group had big plans to redevelop a whole lot of downtown with retail. Is that still in the cards, or is that...
I think if we can ever figure out how to help them with baseball, and we're trying to, we want to. Last thing I want to do is hurt Jerry Katzoff or hurt Simon. They came to town, spent every penny they said they would. They built a better stadium than they said they would at the beginning. Our problem is the revenues are down. Once they develop something and generate more sales and stuff like that, they're going to get it. But in the meantime, we've got to figure out some way to help them, because last person I want to run out of town or irritate is Herb Simon. Or Jerry Katzoff. They've been great citizens, and I can't tell you how much fun it is. People love baseball, and we've had a lot of fun working together. It's just a situation we need to work on, and the council's really studying every angle to help them get the money they need to pay their debts and stuff.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure having the program. Sorry that today's topics were not the happiest of ones, but you always got to deal with things like that.
Hey, Sam, that's the way it goes, but we'll make them happen, and it'll be a lot better.
All right, man. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
You should shop at Grocery Outlet first, because their prices are up to 50% less than what you'll find at regular stores.
But wait, there's more.
Shop here first, and you'll always find more bargains.
But wait. There's more.
Amazing deals on big name brands in every aisle.
But wait, there's more.
Everyone gets a unicorn.
What? No, they don't.
Grocery Outlet, bargain market.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I have recommended it to many of my friends.
I would definitely recommend a CCNN student to other companies.
CCNN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
I chose CCNN because I wanted something short and quick.
They helped me with placements in the job that I have today. They pretty much pushed me
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
I have 3 kids and I really needed income.
I feel very successful and I owe everything to Career College of Northern Nevada.
If you'd like to begin a new career in health information technology or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Josh Hicks is here, an attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. John Griffin is an attorney with the Capital Company. And Wayne Frediani is executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. So you heard the mayor talking about the financial condition of the city. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the mayor's right that they've changed the management team there. I've always been a big fan of Mr. Klinger and Mr. Chisel. I think they're very professional. And they've been very forthright about disclosing their problems. They're moving forward. They're doing everything they can to fix it. Once the economy starts turning around, that's going to help. But they've done the most important thing, which is setting a team in place and doing everything they can to fix it. So I think the city of Reno is going to be in good shape, certainly a lot better shape than some of our other cities in this state.
Well, it was interesting also that he was talking about, it's the redevelopment agency that has the problems. And so when there's been talk about the state taking over, it would be taxation taking over the redevelopment agency, not the city.
And, look, you go find a jurisdiction in the United States that doesn't have a redevelopment agency that is either overcommitted or underperforming on some of the assets. And, I'll take a nickel for every redevelopment agency out there that's hurting, and I'd be a millionaire.
All right, let's change topics here. The story yesterday is that Florida wants to move their primary. And, the GOP primary. And if they move that up, then Nevada's going to have to move up as well. What's your thoughts on that? Because that's going to cost Florida a lot in terms of the national scene.
I'm not really sure, Sam, how the effects would be. I was back in D.C. last week, and I got to tell you, I've never seen a more divisive group of people. The politics is bad. I think the politics is bad probably all across the country and in every state. So I'm not surprised that Florida would want to do something like that. It's just really a sad scenario. It's like nothing's going to happen is the feeling you get back there until this election is over next year. I don't know that this country can wait 12 more months for something not to happen.
It was interesting. Off the air, Senator Heller was here a couple weeks ago, and I asked him what was the biggest difference between being in the House and being in the Senate, and he said how much more partisan it was being in the United States Senate.
Well, that surprises me because so far we have such gridlock in the House, and the House blocking everything. So I think historically that has been flipped, that the Senate was the less partisan. But everything is changing day by day, and nobody back there wants the other side to win or be successful or have a good idea and vote for it. So all of us are suffering as a result, and it's a very sad state of affairs.
It's interesting to see Herman Cain moving up the polls.
It is very interesting to see. He's
get on the Cain train.
Yeah, get on the Cain train. It's still a long ways to go. You don't know where these guys are going. There might be a little bit of fatigue with Romney and Perry and some of the issues that they've got, and some people are looking for someone else, and especially someone with a successful business acumen. Whether he can keep it up or not, I'm not so sure about the fundraising piece of it, but it's exciting. It's kind of like seeing one of the wild card teams making their way up the standings at the end of the season.
It was interesting to watch a montage of Chris Christie this morning. 5 minutes with him saying, I'm not going to run. What do I have to do? Commit suicide or threaten to commit suicide? Oh, that's not enough. I actually have to commit suicide to say I'm not going to run?
Yeah, this game's getting weirder now. Look, it's early in the primary season, right? At this time, four years ago, McCain was in third place. At this time, Clinton was in fourth place in the polls. So everybody's still, and in the Republican world with the Tea Party, it's now become a game of who can flirt with it more, between Sarah Palin and now Chris Christie. That doesn't do any good for the front runners if those guys aren't going to get in. It just weakens the front runners.
Haven't you found it amazing, if you've watched those Republican debates, the audience reaction to the death penalty, to somebody dying in the street without health care, and they're clapping? And the audience has really become the story rather than the debate.
It has a little bit, and it is different. I'm not sure I agree with John, I think it's way early. I mean, how do they know that maybe like a Bloomberg doesn't decide to get in at the last minute?
Well,
there's a guy.
The governor didn't think it was too early to
endorse. I mean, and I mean, I don't know that he'll spend his money to do it, but I mean, he's got the money to do it if he wants. If they can't come to some consensus who they think can win, I think it's way early.
And the longer this plays out, the worse it's going to be for the Republican nominee, because with that type of vitriol in some of these debates, you know, the Republicans have to keep tacking more to the right just to survive. You know, at some point in time, you got to pivot and run a general election campaign, and the longer this goes, the worse off they're going to be.
And it's going to be interesting because you're pretty much laying out Dean Heller's campaign. The state moving forward on internet poker, it seems like we're really moving in the right direction with this, don't you think?
I think so. It's a natural that if we do internet poker that we've got Nevada front and central on that. We've got the premier gaming control board and the authorities in the state. We've got the experience and the ability to do it. So it's a tax source, too, that could be very, very good for our state. It's what we've done in the past when we've had recessions. We've made some kind of innovation and moved into that, and it just seems like a natural fit that we'll be trying to do that.
Do you think that there's any blowback from the whole Atlantic City deal with MGM and Borgata that might make Atlantic City more of a center?
I don't think so. You know, I'd heard some stuff recently about Atlantic City and about how things were starting to get starting to get better, although one of the casinos has changed the theme to the Boardwalk Empire, and it's not doing that great with that new theme. But I think Atlantic City is, I think you're onto something. I think they're kind of coming around and reinventing themselves. How that shapes out, I don't know.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
It's the final week of Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event, and it's going to be huge. For the first time ever, get 48% off or up to 48 months no interest, plus room groups for only $50 a month. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Are you having trouble finding a physician that understands how to treat your knee condition? The Osteoarthritis Centers of America are now accepting new patients for their FDA-approved non-surgical treatment. Most major insurances are accepted, including Medicare. The first 30 callers will receive a free knee consultation. So call 1-877-999-KNEE today and be one of the first 30 callers. Call 1-877-999-KNEE today.
A clever shopper would do a lot of research to figure out which car is best for their money. A really clever shopper would let someone else do the research. According to IntelliChoice, Toyota has the best overall value of any full-line brand. An easy choice, only better. And right now, you can get amazing 0% APR financing on 8 of your favorite Toyota models. Visit your Toyota dealer today. Toyota.
So you can't save money? That's the easiest pie. Brown bagging lunch instead of going out. $6 save times 5 days a week times 10 years is $21,000. That's a lot of lettuce. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. FeedThePig.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Along with the guest next week, Bruce James will be here and the head of NDOT, Susan Martinovich. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.